Latest figures are suggesting China's trading goods rose by nearly 9% year-on-year in January to 2.7 trillion yuan. Exports rose by 14%, while imports grew by 3%. The increase in exports was significantly higher than forecasts had anticipated. It suggested the surge was driven in part by exporters hurrying to ship orders ahead of the Spring Festival, which started at the beginning of February. Trade with the European Union increased by 18% and trade with ASEAN countries grew by 7.8%. Exports to the United States were up by 2%, but imports tumbled by nearly 40%. Professor John Gong from the University of International Business and Economics said he's surprised by the surge in trade with Europe.
You know, the figures concerning Europe really is surprising to me. You know, exports increased by more than 20% in January. That's a phenomenal number. And it's really surprising to me that we're able to make up the losses with the trade with the U.S. by, you know, increasing exports to these other countries, especially the European Union countries, as well as in Japan and Southeast Asian countries, the ASEAN countries.
Trade with countries along the Belt and Road registered faster than average growth and stood at over 770 billion yuan. Economist Hong Junjie, also from the University of International Business and Economics, said there are plenty of trade opportunities along the route.
Our Belt and Road initiative has had notable achievements and connections have been established with more countries. There is a great potential for trade and the facilities are improving. So the Belt and Road will continue being a shining light in economic development.
Private enterprises played a bigger role than before in cross-border trade, accounting for over 40% of the total. The sector saw its foreign trade rise by 17% for the year and reach 1.2 trillion yuan in January. Li Kui-wen with the Statistics Department at the Customs Administration suggested the private sector has become a new growth driver in China.
In January, the contribution made by private enterprises to foreign trade growth was more than 70%. This shows that the private sector has become a major driving force for economic growth. More private enterprises are producing high-tech and high-value-added products thanks to independent innovation. They are exploring new competitive advantages for boosting exports.
Despite mounting external uncertainties, government officials believe that stable growth in trade will continue into 2019. Authorities have also vowed to further cut taxes in a bid to boost domestic demand. But meantime, some experts are warning that the downward pressure on imports will continue until the pro-growth policies take effect. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.